772-475-3676. We hope to see you soon.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Principle based upon creation, how things happened in creation. We have been created in God's image and likeness, and that means, therefore, we function like God does. We are not gods. We are human beings. But there's a God factor inside of you. You that are born again, there's the Holy Spirit. God is in you. And we are here with dominion in the earth, and we are to function as God functions. Now, as I said earlier, there's a supernatural formation. There are other components here. You know, like an engine, you know, you have to get the engine running well. You know, you got to get all the parts running. Something break down, it ain't gonna run right. So you got to get all the engine, you got to get the, it might start up, but you know, it's not gonna run like it's supposed to. So if all we are is saved and talking crazy and talking doubt and all that, okay, I'm still saved, but I'm missing out on a whole bunch of benefit that's been given to me because I'm not operating on kingdom law. There are a lot of people that are saved like that grapple with, and not all the time because of it, but that grapple with disease, grapple with lack, grapple with infirmity, grapple with low self-esteem, grapple with all this stuff because they don't operate on kingdom principle. You need to be saying, especially about yourself, this has nothing to do with arrogance. This has to do with survival and thriving. You need to say about yourself what the word says about you. Forget about what people are saying about you, those naysayers, those ones that, you know, are jealous of you or that envy you or that, you know, whatever the situation. Forget about all that stuff. Say what the word says about you. Stop trying to defend yourself against the devil's accusations. Tell the devil you might be right. Matter of fact, I know you're a little right. But I'm not standing in my righteousness. It had nothing to do with my righteousness. I'm standing in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, who made no mistakes, who had no error. There was no sin. I stand in his righteousness, Mr. Devil. So I agree with you, and I need to repent. Lord, forgive me. I might have been a little harsh there. Yeah, you're right. I was okay. I repent. But now, I just passed through the blood. Stop living under condemnation and accusation and low self-esteem. No, Jesus, we are the righteousness of God through Christ. Not by works, lest any man should boast. We had nothing to boast with. Jesus did this thing. The life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God. All right? So that alleviates a whole lot of drama. The first law or principle of creation was God spoke. There was enough faith when he spoke, what he spoke manifest. The Holy Spirit, you have to understand, we must come into a supernatural formation and work with the Holy Spirit. I won't say the Holy Spirit because he's a he. We work with Holy Spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit was out, brooding, just out there, waiting for the sound. Amen. And the Father spoke, light be. And Holy Spirit brought about the light. I wonder how Holy Spirit is waiting on you. And all you've been doing is he's just waiting. See, understand something. There's no gray areas. There's an enemy out there. There's darkness and there's light. They cannot occupy the same space. That's why if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So when we speak life, Jesus said, my word is spirit and it's life. When we speak as children of God, you see, someone that's not a child of God, they can talk all they want to. They're like sons of Sceva. They have no relationship with God. They said, Paul, we know, Jesus, we know, but who are you? But see, as a child of God, I don't care if you got saved this morning on the way to church. You're a child of God. And the quicker you learn this, the better. Amen. When you speak, you carry an authority. All right? So let's understand that. This is predicated upon the principle that's found in the basis of creation. Speaking. Speaking faith, not just talking. That's why you can't be so entangled with the world. The world doesn't talk faith. They talk unbelief, humanism, evolution, anything that's against God. Why? Because it's governed by the prince of the power of darkness. And they are against God and everything that God represents and against his church. But we have to meditate in the word, get our mind in the word, start speaking what's in the word, declaring what's in the word. Even when you don't feel like it, that's why it defies explanation. Somebody's saying, well, you got this. Well, you say, well, that might be what it looks like in the natural, but I don't claim that in the spirit. A doctor said, what? What you talking about? You just in denial. No, I'm aware of a fact, but I'm also aware of the truth. And I choose the truth over the facts. I tell you, if you stay there, something's going to happen because the kingdoms will clash and light always wins. You know, you have to turn on darkness. Darkness it was already upon the face. But the moment we turn these lights on, darkness went up under your chair. Went into those closets. It went to hide. It cannot occupy the same space. So when you speak light, you speak light. That's the first. Now, this we go back to creation. That's where it starts. Amen. You got saved because you confessed. Amen. You believed in your heart, but you confessed with your mouth. Amen. And then you were saved. So your mouth, tell somebody, your big mouth is involved in this thing. See, we need to be a big mouth. Come on, I said, we need to be a big mouth. Make our boast in the Lord. See, in Genesis 1 and verse 3, God spoke the unseen into existence through words. And we are in his image and likeness. Some have missed the supernatural formation because of the way they talk. You'd be surprised. Well, maybe not surprised. How often saints, the moment there's calamity or challenge or trouble, how they begin to talk. It's like Jesus asked the disciples on the boat, where is your faith? Ask somebody right now, where is your faith? You see, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Faith will manifest itself in words and in deeds. You can't say you believe and then you talk doubt and unbelief all the time. How is it? See that's corrupt communication. That's the communication that the Lord says, let your yea be yea. And your nay, nay. Anything else comes of evil. Okay, so I want to bridge these principles and concepts into a very strong component in the spirit realm, which are the angelic assignments. Amen. You see, there are powerful angels that dwell in that realm just outside of our conscious. Amen. Amen. Just outside of our consciousness, just outside of the veil, there are angels that have assignments. They are assigned. You have angels assigned to you. If you know a whole army is after you, then you better understand that God has assigned a whole army of angels for you. Going back to Elisha, Elisha saw in the spirit, Lord, open thy servant's eyes. An army came after him, and an army of angels were waiting on him. And think about it a moment. One angel could have took them all out. One angel took 185,000 folks out at one night. In one night, 185,000, all by himself. And I know he wasn't tired. Think about it a moment, just one angel. Jesus told Peter in Gethsemane, put away your sword. Don't you know, if I wanted to, I could pray unto my Father, and he send me more than 12 legions of angels, 6,000. They could have destroyed everything. Amen. But anyway, we want to bridge this into that component, angelic assignment. Now let's go to Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. Let's start at verse number 14 and take a look at the angelic assignment. Because we want to walk in supernatural formation. There's a lifestyle. There are things that I need to discipline myself to keep in formation. Amen. To stay in rank. What I love about the tribe of Zebulun when we describe it in Chronicles, they were men that were skillful in all instruments of war. They were not double-minded. They were not of a double heart, and they could keep rank. Amen. See, when we walk in a manner that is pleasing to God, there's a supernatural formation. You change atmospheres, change nations, change cities, because you're not alone. But now if you're just trying to do it on your own and doing it your own way, and then you'll be saved, but it'll be tough. It'll be tough. See, a lot of people bring a lot of drama into their life because they try to do it themselves. But you got angels that are assigned to you. As a matter of fact, sometimes those angels will withstand you. Like that angel withstood Balaam. Balaam was a prophet of Israel trying to curse Israel. It got to the point where that angel stood in the pathway. It was a narrow pathway and had his sword drawn. And God blessed the donkey to see him. And then to speak. Balaam's testimony was, you can't curse what God has blessed.
Here is the cost of the year. For more information, call 770.